Minnesota News Network, I'm Sean Maloney. Hennepin County Attorney Mary Moriarty says her office will pursue a first-degree indictment against 57-year-old Vance Bolter, the man accused of killing Representative Melissa Hortman, her husband Mark, and gravely injuring Senator Hoffman and his wife. Moriarty says they are now focused on building their case against Bolter.
I want to assure our community and all those who are grieving that we will seek justice and accountability for the victims of all these heinous crimes.
Bolter is being held on a $5 million bail. If convicted, he would face a life sentence without a chance for parole. Child advocates are concerned about state lawmakers eliminating Minnesota Care health insurance for undocumented adults. Alex Fitzsimmons of Children's Defense Fund Minnesota says the cuts will be felt by the entire family.
We know that the health of a child is inextricably connected to the health of their parent or their caregiver. So right now, with the information that we have, it looks like there would be more than 30,000 children impacted by a parent who will lose health care coverage.
Children of undocumented immigrants will still get Minnesota Care benefits under the state budget agreement. The Minnesota Twins are off today after getting swept in a three-game series in Houston. The Twins dropped the series finale 2-1 in 10 innings Sunday afternoon. The team placed third baseman Royce Lewis on the 10-day injured list with a strained hamstring. Lewis suffered the latest injury running the bases Friday night against the Astros. The Twins will open a three-game interleague series tomorrow night against the Cincinnati Reds in Ohio. And the Minnesota Historical Society's Recipe for Adventure program this summer is encouraging Minnesotans to visit the numerous sites across the state. Public Programs Specialist Jacob Roram says it combines a love of cooking and a love of knowledge.
We wanted to do something that would encourage people to get out and explore Minnesota history. We were trying to focus in on primarily our sites network, as well as there's a sort of checklist in the back of other food-related things to go out and do to encourage people to get out and enjoy summer.
Visit the Historical Society's website for more information on the program. This is MNN. While technology has many positives, including learning online, connecting people across the globe, and allowing people to try new things, it also comes with risks like social media. University of Minnesota Extension Specialist Jody DeWorken says media literacy is crucial because too much time on apps that compare people to others can damage teens' body image and mental health.
Helping young people understand that what they see is not the full reality and perspective, I think, is another strategy just to help them be good consumers of the information that they are seeing.
DeWorken says it's also important to teach kids about privacy and consent. A man from Minnesota will spend 10 years in federal prison for dealing large amounts of meth in Wisconsin. Prosecutors in Madison say 32-year-old Zha Zhang pleaded guilty to distributing meth in February. A search of a storage unit in Eau Claire last July led to a backpack containing 6 pounds of the drug. And the Minnesota State Patrol is investigating a crash in Anoka County last week that killed a Minneapolis woman. Investigators say a pickup truck was heading south on Highway 65 when it crashed into the back of an SUV, which then flipped over in the ditch. The SUV driver was pronounced dead at the scene.